Oblivion for men.
Tired of the rat race? Want to recreate the good times right now? Wear the new perfume from Deserter.
Oblivion for men.
A blend of three fragrances, hops, skunk, and roast dinner. Now you can recreate that Sunday evening sofa feeling whenever you choose.
Oblivion for men.
You smell nice. What's that you're wearing?
Oblivion for men.
Also available.
Oblivion for women.
It's exactly the same, but it's got a slightly different name.
And a nicer bottle.
Yeah, it is a nicer bottle, isn't it? This is Deserter. And I tell you what, mate, you are smelling good.
Oh, thanks, mate. You too. Is that Oblivion you're wearing? In a packed show today, we've got horses, health, and getting hammered.
And all the news. Well, some of the news. News about pubs, beer, crisps, and drugs, anyway.
Emma Stump will be giving us her Deserter Island crisps.
Plus readers' letters, loads of bum dossers, and a bumper sock med scene.
Let's crack on, as we've got quite a lot to get through, haven't we? And yeah. A long way to walk.
We have today. Yeah, we're walking part of the new Green Link Walk that runs from Epping Forest to Peckham and takes in as much greenery as possible on the way, a bit like we intend to do.
yeah, we're just doing the southern section of it, naturally, from Blackfriars to Peckham. It was going to be Peckham to Blackfriars, but it turns out there's a cask beer festival in Peckham tonight, so
yeah.
What can we do?
Yeah, what can we do? We have to turn our world upside down.
Yeah.
Okay, so we better do a pub quiz first, because you know where we are. We're at Blackfriars.
Yeah.
And we have landed in a modern Young's pub.
It is very modern, isn't it?
Right on the river. A recreation of an older pub from many years ago.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Not recreation, but the name, it takes the name.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't make them out of glass and steel in the 19th century. you might call it a tourist pub, right?
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, but it is a pub.
It is.
And it is on the river. So
fine,
we can
views,
forgive it
really
that.
Great views. I think that's the best thing about
great
it.
Great views.
You've got some outside.
It's in the shadow of Tate. You can see the St Paul's. We're right by Blackfriars. You really should get this for one English pint. So where in the world are we? Well, Vincent, if I can call you Vincent, where did we land? Where are we?
We are, of course, at the Founders Arms,
yes.
Right opposite St Paul's.
Did you manage to find out what, who the founders were and what they founded?
No.
Maybe they just founded some stuff on the shore. Like some coins or bones or something.
Yeah, some clay pipes.
Look what I founded! no, I couldn't find that out. Anyway, it's the Founders Arms. I think you probably should have got that. Really, really lovely, actually, at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday. Yeah, not too busy. And it feels like the first day of spring today.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Lovely day.
Award yourself your first pint. I've got a nice pint of Young's Ordinary, and you've got a pint of small beer for £6.95.
Yeah, really expensive cask. And only 2.5%.
Yeah.
That's not right, is it?
No, it doesn't feel right.
Done myself.
okay, let's crack on. What the fuck you been doing?
I've been to Narm. Cheltenham. Actually, not to Cheltenham. I've been watching Cheltenham.
Yeah, exactly. We don't go to Cheltenham. We just watch it on the telly, don't we?
Yeah.
But we like to pick our places.
Yes.
First day, the new tradition.
The pub that durst not speak its name.
Yeah, Blythall Tavern. Sorry, Sarita. First day in there with a coterie of ne'er-do-wells who we've met over the seasons now.
Yeah.
Well, once a
and
year.
And old mates. A few old mates.
Absolutely brilliant day out, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, I was there from noon.
Yes. What did Con say to you when you arrived?
Fuck me, is that another year gone? Greetings, Con, on this marvellous first day of Cheltenham. Fuck me, is that another year gone? Yeah, brilliant. And then, of course, Ian and Mickey Science and the twins and Jim and Marion and Jeremiah and new people. And
all the creatures of the Enchanted Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Another classic Cheltenham day at the Blind. I was talking to Mickey Science. Apparently he doesn't know Pete Science.
Met him.
Has he? Yeah, he didn't know who I was talking about. I thought, how many scientists are there?
They had a conversation about vertebrae.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right,
I left them to it. I got in a bit of a state. Well, you always do on that day, don't you? But I had an incident on the bus home.
Oh,
I thought it might be a good idea to look at my emails. Don't look at your emails on Cheltenham Day.
No.
And I had an email from the solicitor. I thought, I can't, I'm too drunk to deal with this. I just forwarded it to my wife saying, look, we'll discuss this in the morning, because unfortunately at the moment I'm too paralytic, although I am still sexy and rich, because I'd won 50 quid.
Yeah.
I didn't think any more of it until the next morning when I said to her, did you get that email? I said, yeah. She said, no. Only then did I start to get the fear. And I checked my phone, and sure enough, I hadn't forwarded it to my wife. I'd replied to my solicitor.
Oh, no.
So I had to send her a further email apologising for being a little tipsy after Cheltenham, and sexy and rich, etc. And she said, oh, don't worry about that, it was the best email I've had all year. So got away with that one. Okay. But it's a lesson to put the phone down.
Definitely, yeah. It's just for betting on.
Exactly, yeah.
Free bets as well. That's what makes it even more special. You're not spending your own money.
No, you can find an idiot bookmaker who's going to give you 60 quid for a £10 bet.
Yeah.
You have the £10 bet with them, and they give you £60 bet to put on every other race of the day. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. You're bound to get a winner out of that, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, well, we did quite well, as usual.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, day two, Gold Cup day, was a seaside trip, wasn't it, Hastings this year?
Yes. So we always go to the seaside this year.
Yeah,
Hastings,
yeah,
and
yeah.
That was great. Once we found a pub, like the Sea Dog pub by the station. That was normally by the station. It's not very good, is it?
But
the Sea Dog was great. But eventually, we found a place on the front, didn't we? The Cutter.
Yeah. And of course, afterwards, the Jolly Fisherman.
Oh yeah, that was a great place. Mm.
And then Heist.
Yes.
And then maybe a couple of others.
Yeah. Some tinnies on the train back. Jack Daniels and Coke.
Malibu.
Oh God.
Anyway, great days. What else have you been up to?
I went to Park Fever's 7th birthday celebrations. That's the bottle room.
Nice.
The bottle shop and bar in Hither Green. They were having tastings with Colonel. So Evan was there, which was a treat. Did a good talks us through these five amazing beers that they've made, including the Imperial Brown Stout aged in whiskey barrels. He said that the Colonel Brewery and the Tap Room, they're all on a 4-day week. They get paid for 5 days, but they all they've lumped in on the 4-day week, which it's obviously admirable. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everyone who tries it, most people stick with it.
Yeah, they've been doing it for 3 years now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Good on them.
What else? I did a piece for Deserter.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Called Baked in South London, is kind of a sequel to last month's podcast.
Of course, because we did the baking last month's podcast.
Yes. And did some nibbling of that baking after that. Came up quite fast on the train and thought I'd nip out and have a pint at the Shirkers on way to a gig in town. And, felt quite high and decided not to hang around before I said anything ridiculous.
Well, yeah, we should probably say these were skunk brownies.
Yes.
Yeah. You weren't just baking potatoes.
No. And so I managed to get the wrong tube, then get off at the wrong station, then get the wrong tube again. So they definitely worked.
Good to put them to the test.
Yeah.
I was a bit jealous last month when you said you'd been up to the Sutton Arms.
Oh, yeah.
So I followed suit, went up to see Osman, and dropped in at the Sutton Arms. Very nice. Also dropped in at Rick Astley's Michelobar. He's a part investor in the Michelobar at Exmouth Market, which was great fun. But my laugh of the day came when me and Osman and the Fixer and co were watching the football in a sports bar in Farringdon. And it's a City-Chelsea game, I think. Yeah, City-Chelsea. And the table in front of us remained mysteriously empty for the course. It was a full bar, but this table. And there's a series of disappointed City fans coming up, sitting down, seeing it was booked, and moving elsewhere and having to stand by the door. It was only at the end of the match I went over to the table and I noticed the booking was in the name of Alex Ferguson. Look, this is an excellent bit of football shithousery.
Yeah, that's very good.
They haven't had a lot to celebrate lately, Man United, but that was good. That was good. Well played them. And then I've also been cycling in the Dordogne.
Sorry, I just got to pick myself up off the floor.
Unfortunately, my sugar markers have tipped me just into diabetic.
Oh!
Yeah. Another health update.
Oh, God.
And the doc said, told me, you really need to change your lifestyle or we'll start having to watch your feet.
Hmm?
Yeah. I said, what do you mean watch? Watch my feet? He said, well, you could lose them.
What?
Lose them? They may have to be removed. And he said, well, I was like, oh, how am I going to get to the pub? And he said, that could be part of the problem.
Oh, yeah. Never.
So, I've been to the gym.
No.
I've been to the gym.
No way.
Yeah. And it's not unpleasant, actually, and even quite fun in places. And on the cycling machine, I was surprised these days, you're asked, where do you want to go?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's like you could go through Rheims or Paris or...
To the pub.
Yeah. Well, funny to say that. I chose the Dordogne, going through some lovely little charming towns, through beautiful countryside. The toughest bit for me is not the cycling.
Mm.
It's going past the little shops that say Tabak and Kronenberg.
Oh,
and not being able to get off and have a pint.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rather... Anyway, it helps being able to pretend you're cycling through the Dordogne.
Okay.
I'm not saying the gym's great.
No.
But it's one better than it used to be.
Right, okay. Maybe just take some cans so that you can stop when you see the tobacco. The news.
The news.
News.
The
news.
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 News. What do we got?
Pub openings and closing. Well... The Greyhound in Peckham has reopened. In fact, since we're going to end up there today, we would have dropped in.
Mm.
But at the moment, it's only opening Thursday, Friday, Saturday, while they get their shit together.
Okay, all right. That's a temporary thing.
It's a temporary thing, yeah. We'll be open most of the rest of the week.
Yeah.
I forget who's the owners are, but they're to do with clubbing and raving.
Yeah.
Some ravers have taken it over.
Yeah,
the cause, that's it. Yeah. So that's good to see that brought back, because it's been closed for a little while.
Mm, yeah, sounds like it's going to be quite sort of music focused in some way. But
I think it will. I think it's going to be late nights with hands in the air, tops off, sitting on the bar. Sit on the bar, stand on the bar, do what you like on the bar. I don't care.
Good. I saw Murky Depths reporting another micro pub is hopefully coming to Eltham. Don't know what it's called. It's in the carpet shop. Hope it'll be a carpet themed name.
Yeah.
At Avery Hill, sort of between Eltham High Street and Black Fen. So.
Good.
Hope so.
Nice. Sadder news, Meantime is to move, isn't it?
Yes, they're going to West London to Fuller's, is it?
Yeah, I think it's all going to Fuller's, that's right, yeah.
I mean, I've never even been to the tap room or anything like that.
Didn't we go to the one in Greenwich?
Yeah. I don't think so, no.
There's a great big one with the vats in, and you can sit outside and have a... I'm sure we did a podcast there some years ago.
Well.
No, it's not a favourite beer, though, is it?
No, it's not. No. Not a favourite brewer, no.
The brew by numbers Morden Wharf taproom is still listed as temporarily closed, I noted.
I can't see that opening again.
No. They've only got like 2 years left on the lease that's transpired, and all the brewing ops has now been moved to Yorkshire, as we reported last time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't reopen, you know, but anyway, fingers crossed, because it, you know, when it's summer and everyone's there, it's a very good place.
Yeah.
Obviously, we prefer it in winter, but they closed it this winter. Right. Some illicit beer has been seized, Vinny. Did you see that?
No.
132,000 pints of bootleg beer was seized at Cairnryan Port in Scotland, having come from Larne in Northern Ireland, from the Republic via Northern Ireland. Mm. And they think it's to do with the Scottish minimum unit price going up from 50p to 65p imminently.
Yeah.
And so bootleg beer's being brought into the country. To me, it's like a heartwarming tale of hands across the ocean, you know, trying to furnish 30 thirsty Scotsmen with a cheaper pint, and in so doing avoiding tax so the Tory government can't give it to their mates in return for faulty goods. That's the way I see the story.
Yeah, sort of a Robin Hood type story.
It's a Robin Hood type story, yeah. Cyclo got in touch, moving on, to say that he'd spotted that Lucky Saint Lager is now available in the Sainsbury's meal deal. This is a development, isn't it?
Mm.
So I often think, what... of all these terrible drinks they're offering me, what would I have?
Mm.
And the answer is often fizzy water.
Yeah.
But now you can have Lucky Saint Lager. Unfortunately, it's alcohol free.
Yeah.
But one step at a time.
Yeah.
Won't be long before you can get, you know, Carlsberg Extra. Okay, latest on the Austrian beer party is my next item. You may remember the Austrian beer party.
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're a member, as I signed you up. Then you get literature. You should get one pint.
Yeah, it's in German.
You may remember the Austrian Beer Party. They're advocates of the beer fountain in Vienna.
Right.
The tax on Radlers and other atrocities.
Yes.
And a universal monthly provision of a barrel of beer to all Austrian households.
Mm.
50 litres per adult and 20 litres per child. Anyway, all the polls point to the beer party in this year's Austrian election coming third, or certainly getting into Parliament, with the party potentially critical for blocking the far right.
Fantastic.
Getting into government.
Mm.
So, yeah, well played, the Austrian beer party. Mm-hmm. More power to you. We'll report on that when they get voted in. And finally, from me on Pub and Beer News, just the news from the Shirkers, really, following on from our brilliant Elusive and the Villages tap takeovers, which were great nights.
Yeah.
And this weekend, starting on Friday, we're having a Northeast Breweries tap takeover.
Mm.
Three breweries from the Northeast, all of which are, I would say, unknown to me. I can't say I've never had them before. But I can't remember having them. They're Almasty, Rig and Furrow, and McColl's, all coming on Friday, which and include a beetroot beer from McColl's.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought you might be up for that. Put a pickle in the top. If it arrives in time, I think it's on its way down. It's heading down now. So, yeah, if you fancy sampling some beers from the Northeast, come down to Shirkers this weekend. I'll be there Friday from 3.
Yeah, and you see, you had a visit from Peter in Slovakia.
We did, yeah. He's a reader and
listener.
And listener. And he came down to the Shirkers, took some photos, and wrote a little story about
lovely
it.
Lovely little story, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, said it was worth a 1,300 kilometre trip.
Crisp news.
Yes.
Let's have
We're
a packet.
Tasting.
We've got a tasting. Thanks to Moose for donating these Co-op's irresistible hand-cooked margarita pizza crisps.
Mm.
We have mentioned them before,
yeah.
But we're not sure we've ever tasted them.
No.
Anyway, we're looking to get flavours of buffalo mozzarella,
mm-hmm.
tomato and basil.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah. Try one of those. Try one of those. Mmm. Just at the end, I've got
basil.
I've got the whole pizza.
Yeah.
Flavour.
Very pleasant.
Yeah. Mm. 3.6.
Yeah.
Thanks, Moose. I think they'll keep us going this afternoon because we've got a long walk ahead of us.
I know, Jesus, what are we doing?
There's been some flavour spotting as well, hasn't there? By our
a few people
numerous
have,
correspondents
sent us things. Goose has recommended highly the Keogh's truffle and real Irish butter crisps.
I know, I saw that. I mean, obviously they're not available here, but he said he might bring some over.
Come on, Goose. Time to come home.
Yeah, time to come home. Yeah, limited edition, he said, didn't they?
Mm.
Truffle and butter.
Mm.
Mm. Dirty bugger.
Who else? Martin Lewis, the money-saving expert. Now he's doing crisp news. Seabrook Liam Perrin's Worcester sauce. He's very impressed by it.
Okay.
I haven't seen Seabrook's, have you?
I haven't. But it's interesting he mentions them because Worcester sauce is often mentioned by people as not being so readily available.
Mm.
Anyway, so he recommends Seabrook's Liam Perrin's.
Mm.
Have to keep an eye out for those. Pippa sent in a couple that she thought you might like.
Right. Ah, Pippa.
Yeah. A couple of new Japanese flavours in Lidl.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. A wasabi seaweed. And sweet and sour pickled plum.
Oh.
Sweet and sour pickled plum flavour crisps.
I'd have to try it to believe it.
Available in Lidl.
Okay.
You're not going to like them, are you?
I'm going to
guess. It's got plums.
Them.
It's got sour. It's got pickle.
All right, I'll have half. what else in the crisp news? There was a very good... Oh, no, there was Tato Martini for sale.
Mm.
In Corrigan's in Mayfair,
yes.
On St Patrick's Day.
I saw the picture. It looks just like a load of potatoes piled into a martini.
Ah.
Could that possibly be in
could
been
possibly
the case?
Have been it. Yeah.
Wouldn't they go soggy? Or were they separate? I don't know. Looked like there was something in the glasses to me.
Mm. Doesn't sound wise, does it? But
no.
We'll give it a try.
Absolutely. I'll give it a try.
There was a very good article in Vice about crisps by Amelia Tate. It was called "I Ate Crisps Every Time I Wanted Some to See How Weird It Made Me Feel." it's just like sort of unrestrained crisp eating. Like she'd have porridge and then follow it by two bags of beef Space Raiders, and then and so it was a scientific experiment of sort of unrestrained crisp eating. I just read a paragraph from it. It said, the Romans didn't have crisps. Henry VIII didn't have crisps. Cavemen didn't have crisps. The world's wealthiest man 300 years ago was technically poorer than you because he never felt what's-it crumbs beneath his ruby rings. it's an excellent article, which I will link to on the podcast page.
Nice one. That's it for me for crisp news.
Yeah.
This month, obviously, we've got Emma's Desert Island crisps coming up.
Yes.
So don't worry, dear listener. It's crisps not the end will of the crisps. Be back.
Also, I'm going to have another crisp. Because these are nice.
Yeah.
I'm getting it all now.
They're a bit subtle, aren't they?
Mm.
Yeah. Which I like.
Drugs?
Drug, yes, please. Oh, I see what you mean. Drug news, yeah. Yeah, okay. First up was the Mashed Fox, South London Mashed Fox.
No thanks.
Yeah, I forgot who sent this in to us, actually, but a fox was found next to a crashed drone laden with drugs near Wandsworth Prison.
Oh.
Because that's how they get their drugs in.
Yeah.
He'd eaten the payload of weed, ket and coke, and was yelping, fitting and telling vets who attended the scene his life story. No, the Times of London reported that he should be coming down any day now. Everyone's having a fucking giggle, aren't they? Everyone's on the drug news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a piece of it, yeah?
Yes, from Elon Musk. Yeah, Elon he did Musk. An interview. Yeah, yeah. About his ketamine use.
Mm.
Apparently, he has it prescribed for depression-like symptoms or just when he feels a bit negative. I think when you're a billionaire, you can probably get stuff prescribed whenever you like,
absolutely,
don't you, really?
Yeah.
He said he doesn't overdo it. He said, if you've used too much ketamine, you can't really get any work done. I mean, he's a genius.
Absolutely genius. What insight.
Yeah. Yes, apparently it is fast and effective for depression, but should be given at a reputable centre. So, not the Wetherspoons. I mean, you've seen the carpet. You don't want to look at that on care.
So we shouldn't be having it off a library card in an all-night bar at Waterloo.
No. Get it off Elon.
Okay, any other news?
Brixton Academy to reopen in April.
Oh, that's good.
That is good news.
Yeah, because that was in danger for a little while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which EU country would you think spends the most time sitting?
Ireland?
No. The Netherlands.
Really?
Yeah.
I am surprised.
Yeah, because they're so active, aren't they? I headline this bit, champion sitters. And you might think of them as champions until you hear that this leads to 21,000 deaths a year from heart disease, diabetes and cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
young. Which is why, of course, we advocate pub crawls.
Mm.
Keep moving. Yeah. That's what we're doing today. We're walking almost 3 miles.
I did try that It Ain't Much If It Ain't Dutch bar.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, yeah. And I did have a sit down.
Did you? But it's full of seats.
Yeah, full of seats and delicious beer.
Yes. And then finally, I read that more than a fifth of UK adults are not looking for work.
Quite right.
Yeah, this is in the BBC and a further example of deserter philosophy going mainstream. Part of me can believe it, because I think they were all in the Blythe last week, weren't they? But where we went, apparently Hastings, is the epicentre of not looking for work.
Is it?
Yeah, up to 30% of people there don't work. They're of working age, and they can't be bothered.
Mm.
A beautiful thing. Yeah. Which is probably why we had such a good time down there. Right, we're going to go. We're going to start our walk now. Otherwise, we're never going to make it.
Yeah.
Shall we tee up the next pub?
Yeah.
We might have one on the way.
We might.
It occurred to me.
Yeah. Corner bar's just around the corner.
We're never going to get there, are we?
If we make it to the second pub, it's going to be a classic Backstreet corner pub, isn't it?
It is. The only pub left in Sumner Road, Peckham.
Yeah. It used to be 10 there.
Yeah. Was previously known as McCabe's for like 20 years or so.
Yeah. I've never been there before, have you?
I haven't been in. No, I've just been past it. So it's a new one for me.
Yeah, I think we're going to make it.
Yeah. What else? Is that enough clues? Pub in Sumner Road, Peckham, used to be called McCabe's. If it was its name rather than a pub, it might be in Blossom now.
Ooh.
That's your final clue. That's it. For your second pint of the day, where in the world are we going? Well, we made it, Vinny.
We did.
Yeah. Where are we?
We are, of course, at Ye Olde Apple Tree.
I think it's The Olde Apple Tree. Well, the temptation to say ye is too is much. A big one.
Yeah.
Is it actually called Ye?
I don't know.
No, it's the oldie apple tree. Yeah. Once McCabe's, before that, the apple tree, which is why it's gone back to being called the apple tree, the old apple tree.
It's probably because of all the orchards
that are still here today and that we've walked through on the Green Link Walk.
Yes.
So we've been, perusing this walk.
Yeah.
It's very well signposted. It's not terribly green, this leg, is it?
No, it's not. There's a few little pockets of green, isn't there?
Yeah.
And we have actually gone off-piste to make sure we came to a pub. But in actual fact, we did come to a pub, and we did have to stop there.
We did, didn't we? Yes. Yeah, so we have to tell you viewers, I'm so sorry. We were athirst. We were parched, or half-parched. we stopped off, what was it called?
The Huntsman and Hounds, and it was lovely.
Yeah, it's very nice. That is on the route. The old apple tree is slightly off the route, as you say.
Yeah.
It sort of runs parallel with the old canal between Burgess Park and Peckham.
Yeah, and whereas this is a throwback, isn't it?
It's
cash only. Really the only thing that available is Guinness, isn't it?
Well, you were tempted by the Courage Best.
Yeah, Courage Best on keg.
Just to remind yourself of the old days.
Yes, I was a bit tempted. But that is about it, isn't it? Everything else was pretty much off.
Yes.
Lovely old boys at the bar. Very friendly. And
yeah.
Happy to talk to somebody other than each other for a change.
And now we're sitting up front. And we'll crack on with part two. What's next?
Desert Island Crisps. Pss.
Yeah, our contributor this month is Emma Stump.
Yes. You may have run into Emma at... Really, I mean, if you're opening a tap room, Emma's going to be the first person to...
Yes, or there's a beer launch or something. She's a great beer aficionado, but also a great crisp aficionado. And she's... You've heard her name before on this podcast because she supplies us with some wild and wacky crisps.
Yes, crisps.
So who better to get to do their Deserter Island crisps? Get the lawyers on us again.
Then Emma Stump, yeah.
Do you remember the format?
Vaguely.
You hit off with your favourite three bar snacks.
Yeah.
And then you've got one pub and one beer that you can take to your...
Island. What an island.
Unbelievable.
You're not going to need the King James Bible, are you?
No.
Except for kindling.
Osman said he would like some automatic weapons, but he just wants to shoot fish or something. It's ridiculous. Emma, yeah, she says, with regards to her crisps, firstly, I should apologise.
Okay.
This is going to be heavily skewed towards Belgium and its wonderful beers and pubs, she writes. It's not meant as a put-down for the UK's glorious pubs, which I love, but I just love Belgium that little bit more.
I can understand that.
Absolutely, yeah. The first snack on her list is a kind of cheat, she says, because it isn't actually a pub snack. It's not that she's been able to find anyway, but it's one that she eats in a beer-friendly setting, so she gets it from the supermarket in preparation. And these are Lay's Grills. A smoky bacon corn and potato based snack in the shape of what I think might be some sort of animal bones. Anyway, they're commonly found in Belgium and Holland. The reason they're on her list is because after experimenting with other inferior snacks, Lay's Grills are the snack of choice for surviving a beer festival that serves 12% beers. they've accompanied me on all my beer festival visits, an essential part of my pre-festival routine. That's Lay's Grills. I've never had them.
No.
So you know, we listen and learn.
Yeah.
Second choice is another continental offering, this time the pretzel. The small type, not the big German ones.
Yeah.
Again, this isn't the snack you see in UK pubs, but you commonly get a little dish of pretzels with your beer in Belgium.
Oh, freebies, I like that.
Yeah. I like pretzels because they're relatively healthy, not greasy, and the flavour doesn't overpower the beer.
Yeah.
Third choice, as someone who is half Northern Irish, I didn't know that about Emma, did you?
No.
She's half Northern Irish, is of course, has to be the unbeatable Tato.
Yeah.
The Northern Ireland ones, though, from Tato Castle, not the Surrey Southern Pretenders. All of the flavours are top-notch. Though if I were to plump for my favourite, it would probably be the Lesser-seen Spring Onion.
Mm, no, I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that one in the Blythe.
No.
Because they do have the Northern Irish ones, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm extremely glad to see they finally made their way across the Irish Sea and are becoming more common in the rest of the UK. I'm going to keep an eye out for the Spring Onion ones.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emma, for the crisps. You're going to take over for her pub and beer, right?
Yes. Once again, she's torn because of her love of Belgium.
Yeah.
But she decided, as she's going to be on an island, she's gone for the biggest and most varied cellar, which would be the Brugge's Biertje in Bruges.
Mm.
For those of you fools who haven't been there yet, it's a world-famous cosy brown cafe decorated with old beer signs and paraphernalia.
I haven't been to Bruges. Have you been to Bruges?
I've never been to Bruges.
No, I haven't been to Bruges. We've got to go to Bruges and we've got to remember that pub.
Yeah. It only plays classical music, friendly, knowledgeable staff, cheese and salami plates, great atmosphere, and a beer menu like a telephone directory. So, yes, we must.
You can follow Emma on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah.
At Pisci, P-I-S-C-I.
Yeah.
And she will be posting pictures of these beers when she makes it over to Belgium.
Yes, she often posts Belgian beers.
Yeah.
Her best beer, again, very difficult for her, but she's gone for the West Mallee Triple.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's the beer I keep going back to time and time again, despite it being 9.5%.
I think we ended up with that, didn't we, on our Belgian beer review?
Possibly.
Yeah.
You know,
at least we made notes.
The memory fades. Yeah, it's not overly sweet like most Trappels, and you can drink a couple of them in a session.
Mm.
And it goes pretty much with every food stuff, from scampi salads to frites to stoufflés, which is a Flemish beef stew.
Nice.
You can get it in every Belgian pub, and it's about €5 a bottle. You know, I mean,
it's amazing.
That's
It's my go-to if I'm in a music bar, like a jazz pub or something.
Yeah.
And you don't want to keep getting up and down to the bar.
You just want to get off your head quick.
You want to get one of those in, then you can sip it
9.5%. Yeah.
And get another one at half time.
Yeah, I can understand a love of Belgian beer. Absolutely.
Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you so much, Emma.
Brilliant,
for
Emma,
taking the trouble to enlighten us.
It's an education, Emma. It's an education.
Which, frankly, we could do with.
So, readers' letters.
Yes. One in from the Isle of Thanet, from Noel in Westgate-on-Sea.
Okay.
He says, I'm watching Perfect Pub Walks with Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
It would have been a great TV concert for you and the Raider.
Mm.
Apart from the walking.
Oh.
It's a bit rude.
Yeah. I hear he doesn't go to a lot of pubs either. I think Roger Protz commented.
And doesn't really mention the beer.
And doesn't mention the beer.
Say what, you know, what the beer is.
Yeah.
Which is what Roger would want to see.
Yeah.
And so would I.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of it?
No.
No. I've seen a couple of clips and, yeah. I mean, it looks like it would be fun to be on when you get to the pub. I mean, nice walks and that, but to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Tour de France, lovely to watch, but nothing really happens.
It's just old geezers, you know, it's getting old geezers to start talking again.
Oh, shit, you know. I'm more interested in the pubs and the beer, to be honest with you. I get enough talk with you.
Yes, of course.
I've got one in as well, from Gaz from Sevenoaks.
Mm-hmm.
Dear fellas, love the podcast and look forward to the day when I can give work the finger and live life on my terms. In the meantime, I enjoy your treatises on skiving, snoozing, sitting down, and even having a nice lean.
Mm.
Yeah, which we call relaxercise. but I wonder, have you ever considered another life-affirming little treat? That is, crossing your legs.
Oh.
Sitting down is tremendous, of course, but to then dangle one trotter over the other is truly the icing on the cake. One leg rests while the other carries it for a while. It's the ultimate brotherhood. And it's so versatile, it can transform any given seated situation, a meeting or a film or a train journey, into a deep and meaningful pleasure, a little gift to yourself. Keep up the good work. Love, Gaz. P.S. My doctor once told me that crossing your legs can be bad for you, so I got another doctor. Yeah, it's a wonderful treat, crossing your legs, isn't it? I mean, I think it says, look, I'm here if I have to be, but you can't stop me enjoying myself. Yeah, that's how I feel about it, especially in meetings.
Good tip.
Yeah. Are you a leg crosser?
Yes, I am a leg crosser, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
It just feels brilliant.
Yeah. Both of
one's up
time.
In the air. I'd like to see. You're a twister. You're a leg twister.
You're a bum dosser.
Okay, yeah. On to bum dosser, our monthly array of award nominees for being lazy.
Yeah,
celebrating lazy.
Celebrating lazy, yeah. It's a bumper bum dosser, isn't it?
Bumper dosser. Bumper dosser. Bump. No, leave it.
Well, first up is some royalty.
Kate?
No.
Oh.
No.
Have you seen her?
No.
No.
Nobody has.
No.
Prince William hasn't. Anyway, Prince William is my first nominee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you read? He's taken on a full-time senior servant to, I quote, help him dress and lay out his clothes.
Mm.
What a lazy, bald cunt. I mean...
I can't argue with it. I can't argue with the logic.
I mean, if he was a primary school child, yeah, then, yeah, you might need some help there. Yeah.
Jeeves did it for Bertie Wooster.
Yes. Yes, of course.
I can't believe it still carries on to this day.
Yeah. At least Bertie was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't wait for that lazy ball cunt to reign over us with that kind of work ethic. Another one I've got is Quentin Crisp. Perhaps that should be in Crisp News.
He's on fire. Make that your last Guinness.
Quentin said, there is no need to do any housework at all. After the first 4 years, the dirt doesn't get any worse.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Dust, I remember. But yeah.
Was it?
He didn't dust, yeah.
Yeah. I have some sympathy with that, you know.
Yeah.
When I was living on my own, obviously.
Yeah. It's something you always think you get around to, and you never really bother.
I don't even think that.
No, fair enough, yeah. I don't really have a cleaning time. Like,
I mean, if you clean, then it's all going to have to be done again.
In a week's time.
In a week's time.
Yeah.
If you leave it, then... It still needs doing.
If we were to get a cleaner, would we be, you know, moving towards William's clothes servant arena?
Mm.
Should we just crack on with the cleaning and get over ourselves? Or just leave it?
Just leave it.
Leave it. Yeah, thank you very much. It's an education. Okay, yeah, I've got a couple. A couple of people suggested the pilots... of an Indonesian airliner you may have seen that strayed off course after they both fell asleep in midair.
I mean, I admire it. Don't say I want to fly with them.
No, no. For 30 minutes, they were both asleep.
Impressive, yeah. It's not even a disco nap, that.
That's. I mean, yeah, that's proper, isn't it? I'm speechless with admiration.
Yeah.
That's going to take a lot of beating for me.
Yeah.
Two pilots fast asleep.
Mm.
Let them fly. Nick Thompson tipped us off about Shropshire Farmers.
Oh, yeah.
It's an old tradition, I think, but in Shropshire, it was the tradition for farmers to leave off work. Not stop work, leave off.
Okay, that's what they call it.
Leave off work as soon as they heard the first cuckoo of spring.
Oh?
Yeah. As soon as you hear the first cuckoo, which obviously you hope is going to be in the morning, you take the rest of the day off and devote it to merrymaking and boozing, including a specially made cuckoo ale that was awaiting that very great moment when you heard a cuckoo.
Amazing.
What a treat that is, lazy buggers. How are our bloody oranges going to get picked? It's the orange centre of the world, Shropshire. And finally, this in this bum per dosser crop, Malaysian orangutans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, James Knight, Matt Arnold and others got in touch to say they'd seen something about a Dutch author from the 17th century when he was staying in the area. He published a book in 1631 about his travels to Southeast Asia, and it brought the word orangutan to Western languages.
Oh, yeah.
And he reported that Malaysians had informed him that orangutans could speak but preferred not to, lest they be compelled to labour. Which, if you've ever been in the company of orangutans, persists to this day.
Yeah,
you won't hear
much.
Them chatter. No, they don't say much.
No.
They don't say much.
Taciturn. And is it taciturn?
They're taciturn, yeah. If they suddenly piped up with, you know, could you pass the ashtray, then
they're quite surprised, aren't you?
You would be surprised, and they're concerned that there'd be suddenly be a post office clerk or something like that. Before they don't love it. They love it in the trees.
Mm.
So, it's a lovely tale. It's going to be a tough one. I'm going to be honest, I think it's the pilots or the orangutans for me.
Yeah.
And we can't verify it with the orangutans because they're like, no, nothing. They're not going to give you an answer.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Prince William, rules himself out because up until this point, he has been dressing himself.
Although maybe that makes him more of a candidate. He can dress himself, but now he doesn't want to anymore.
Yeah, he just can't be bothered.
No, he's too busy looking for Kate in the cupboard.
I hope she's not dead.
What do you think?
I go for the orangutans.
Let's go for the orangutans.
Yeah.
Malaysian orangutans.
You're a bomb-dosser.
You're too excited, aren't you? Too excited. I would say it can't be so soon. It's been ages.
So soon of the social media scene. It's a social media scene. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a social media scene.
Once again, I need to say I'm sorry if we've done this one before that I can't remember.
We haven't got a spreadsheet.
We haven't got a memory.
No.
So this was put up by at Dear Booze.
Nice.
Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Give a man a drink, he has something to wash down the fish.
Nice. Presumably it's not a tango or something.
I think not. Not with the handle Dear Booze.
No, exactly, yeah.
From Caustic Bob, this was also on Twitter.
Caustic Bob?
Caustic Bob, yeah. Yeah, he's a bit caustic, actually.
Is he?
Yeah, he is a bit.
Rude.
Yeah. He's suggesting we should be able to call in healthy as opposed to calling in sick. He says, yeah, you ring up. Look, I'm not coming into the office today. I feel really good and I don't want to waste it on being at work.
Yes, absolutely.
It's so logical.
I've got a call in sick one as well, funnily enough.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but you've got
yeah.
the Queen Mother.
This is from, yeah.
I've never had you down as a royalist.
It's a bit of a royal episode, isn't it? It's a royal knockout. this one's about the Queen Mother. This was spotted by Stephen Fry. He shared this on Substack. It was talking about the Queen Mother's faithful private secretary, Martin Gilliatt. He told him that when she had a new television installed at Clarence House, he demonstrated to her an exciting modern feature. You see that small grey item on the occasional table just next to Your Majesty's gin and Dubonnet? Oh, yes, I do, Martin. What can it be? Well, if you look at your new television, you will see that there are no dials or knobs on it. Oh, no, they've forgotten the dials and knobs. Well, no, ma'am. This device does away with dials and knobs. No need to get up to change the channels. It's called a remote control. You see, if I press button one, thus, on comes BBC One. Button two, BBC Two. And lastly, button three, ITV. You see? My word, how clever. I still think it's easier to ring. Posh people, they're so funny, aren't they?
That's amazing. I mean, that could have been... She could have been the bum dosser, couldn't she?
She could have been, yeah. Well, I think the whole... All royal family.
Yes.
Good.
Exactly. You could. I've got a couple of things that tickled me from the sock med scene. Dirt Girl posted about calling in to work. I was talking to my dad and he told me that when he was 20 he did too many shrooms before work and he called in evil. He said he thought he was evil and couldn't come into work. worth a try, isn't it? One on being polite to the machines. Trash Jones posted, my ex always said please and thank you when he asked ChatGPT a question. And when I asked him why, he said, when it becomes sentient and powerful, it will remember the ones who were polite. I must admit, I do say please and thank you to Alexa. It's just who I am. I saw advertised for a fancy dress party. A former gifted child costume. A costume for a former gifted child. The package didn't contain any clothes, or indeed anything, right. Just some instructions. When you're asked, what are you supposed to be? You reply, I was supposed to be a lot of things. And finally, for me, the Bexley Historical Society, which, if you live in Bexley, do join, because they're in trouble. They're down to 22 members.
Oh.
They had 80 during, before COVID.
Good grief.
The Bexley Historical Society had a talk lined up on ship towing and salvage on the Thames.
Mm-hmm.
But the day before, they tweeted, unfortunately, tomorrow's scheduled speaker is ill and can't do the talk.
Oh.
Steve Hawkins is replacing him and will be doing a talk explaining the events in Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire. This is absolutely true. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Free tea and coffee for all.
What a substitution.
Absolutely unbelievable. I just couldn't make it. I was busy that night. I would have loved to have been there.
Yeah.
Well done, Steve Hawkins.
Yeah. Well done, Bexley Historical Society.
Yeah, and it's genius, isn't it?
I think the people will come back for that, won't they?
I hope so. I hope now we've said it, they should get up to 30 or 40 members next week.
Mm.
Even if you're not Bexley local. No. Join for those tweets, man.
Good travel.
Yeah. Hold on. Hmm? What's that?
What?
Did you hear that? That's a cuckoo.
No.
Yeah? Yeah? It's a little bit early.
Hmm.
Because cuckoos come in May, do their tune in June, July they fly away. It's a little bit early, but that, you know what that means, don't you?
What's it mean?
We have to knock off work. Like the Shropshire Farmers. Yeah?
All right.
We're down in tools. Let's go to the brick tap, man. For some merrymaking, boozing.
Yeah, so I guess we're done here then. Well, thank you very much for listening to this nonsense.
We'll be back next month. Thanks for listening, yeah. Did you know I had a job as the cuckoo in a cuckoo clock once?
I didn't know that. No, did you?
Yeah. It wasn't a great job, but it got me out of the house.